Good evening, Hopkins Junior High Advanced Orchestra. My name is Paul Bostwick. I'm from Los Gatos, California. Today is April 11th, 2014. We're in Hayward at the Cal State campus, and it's the CMEA Band and Orchestra Festival. I'm anxious to hear you play, and you are almost ready. Nice strong beginning. Stay underneath the soloist. Cellos, earlier on, you have a melodic line needs to bring out just a little bit more. You may have noticed it when you heard the recording. And of course, it may be my angle. We're in three sides of the auditorium here. We all hear it a little bit different. Balance is now very, very good. That ground bass over on repeated melodic line over in the basses and cellos now came out very, very nicely. I love the way that you are unified in terms of the rhythmic pulse of the total piece. It seems to flow along so nicely, largely because you have a concept of the long game as far as the phrasing. And by phrasing, I don't mean just the written phrasing like we see, but the idea of the long beginning to end sections. I'm looking around the orchestra. I like the idea that you have the basses lined up all facing forward so the F holes can project the sound. And we actually do hear the basses. Nice cello, and the way the orchestra is backing her up is quite good. Longer connected bows would be really nice violins at this point, and that's nice rich melody. Can you give us use all of the bow as much as you can, and connect, yah, da, 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 connect, connect. It gives it kind of a marcato feeling. You know, it might be a little more tasty. nice. The voices all fall in one after the other. Very well done. A little more cello in there. Yes, that's better. Good job. Good job. Excellent. Really nice, folks. Fun to listen to you play. Yes, that piece had kind of a striking feeling to it in terms of its folksiness, common folksiness, its danceability, and the modal feel of it is all projected nicely by the way you played it. Okay, good job. Violas on the melodic line just now. Cellos, when you have the little fast motions now and then, you know that they are echoing of what happened in the violins earlier. Make sure the audience notices that you are echoing them. By that I mean imitate the style and bring it out very clearly. The bass and cello line that's going on right now. Very nice. You know what is good about the whole orchestra? When an F natural is natural, it is really an F natural. And when a flat is a flat, is it really a flat? Because you're leaning downward on the notes that work in counterintuitively to string players because we're so accustomed to sharps and pulling up on things. Attention to dynamics, and you see the mezzo forte here. Mezzo forte doesn't shout at us or anything. It's just very tasteful. Yes, a lovely cello line. Isn't that fun to play? I'd like a little more clarity here. It's down low on your instrument. And then later on it'll be answered by cellos. And here comes. Yes, violas. Nice again. Nice dynamic control as you came down, cellos, and everyone else too. Yeah, nice swell up and swell down. Yes, yes. Very good. Yes, nice job. Very good. Good job. Okay, here comes Nellie Bell. I think you're almost ready. like the nice tone that I'm hearing among the middle strings, the violas and second violins. I love the way that you are pressing into those dissonances and then releasing them. You're being very assertive about them, and that's important that you do so and that they then release into a more consonant harmony. These are things that as you get older will come more and more naturally to you, and then we tell you about them at this time. It really, you're showing a great deal of understanding already of those concepts. That's good. It shows in the way you play. I love also the way that you control your dynamics with the various tools that you have available to you as string players, whether it be bow pressure or position away from the bridge, or bow speed, or angle of the strings, or angle of the hairs, whatever you do. It's showing through in the balance that is coming out in front of the for the audience to appreciate. I've avoided making comments all along, letting the music waft over me a bit. You continue to show the musicianship and the balance and the nice tone that makes you so much fun to listen to, and what a great pleasure it is to hear you. Okay. Thank you. Thank you very, very much for playing for us. It makes me want to come and hang around your orchestra room and watch you rehearse and just listen. It's an outstanding orchestra, and I hope that the suggestions I made during the few suggestions I made during the tape or during this recording are useful to you. Keep going, and thank you very, very much. Good luck. Bye-bye.